Yesterday, we had an excellent author on, Kevin Cook, who wrote the book called Electric October. And it talked about the great Cookie Lavigetto, who is from the Bay Area. And Cookie, of course, had the big hit in the 1947 World Series to break up the no-hitter of Bill Bevins. It was the last at-bat Cookie ever had in the major leagues. He then managed out here in the Pacific, of course, for Washington and Minnesota as well. But then he came home to be a coach with the San Francisco Giants, and that is Cookie Lavigetto, and he had a tremendous career, great background, and we're joined by his son, Ernie Lavigetto, this morning. Ernie, thank you so much for coming on. How are you? Ernie, you there? He dropped. All right, well, we'll get Ernie back, and Ernie is in Hawaii, and it was very nice of him to come on early with us, but a little bit more of that story. Cookie Lavigetto was a Brooklyn Dodger in those days. Bill Bevins went 8 2/3 of no-hit ball, walked the whole park, ended up with two on and two out, and Cookie came up and got the big hit, and forever is known for that big hit. The stands, they used to say, "Looky, looky, here comes Cookie," and they had fans that would have helium balloons with the name Cookie on it, and they would send it as well. We have a very special guest here today, and that is Mike Murphy. And, of course, if you know the Mike Murphy Clubhouse here, the home clubhouse is named after Murph. Started in with the Giants and the Seals way back in 1958. Murph, nice to have you here today.
Well, thank you, Marty, Larry. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Come on. I love having you here. We love talking with you. You're such a part of this franchise. But Cookie Lavigetto, Murph, you knew Cookie Lavigetto. Not many people are still around who knew him.
I know, just because he joined us as a coach with us to help the Giants, and we got very close, and he's a great guy.
All right, Ernie is there. Ernie, you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here, Marty.
Oh, good. We have Mike Murphy is here as well, Ernie, and we're just talking about your dad, Cookie Lavigetto. And before we let Murph go, and Murph, of course, knew your father as a coach with the Giants, but a little bit of the background of Cookie Lavigetto and leading up to that magic moment against Bill Bevins, and give us a little of the family background of Cookie.
Well, you know, he, of course, being raised in Oakland, and, you know, during the Great Prohibition, my grandfather legally you could make a certain amount of wine on your own. So he made his own wine, and as a result, in their basement, there was a lot of flies. And when my dad was a very young boy, I think around 6 or so, he decided that it would be a good idea to practice for baseball by, swatting at the flies. So he took an old broomstick and spent the next about 8 years practicing hitting flies out of the air. Literally, my uncles used to tell me, yeah, we'd go downstairs, and Harry, that was his, official name, would be sitting there whacking at these flies, and it'd be a pile of flies on the floor in the basement. And, later on, it was funny, I asked him, I said, well, Dad, do you think that did you any good? And he said, well, I could hit Carl Hubbell's curveball, no problem.
Very good. Hey, how did he get the nickname Cookie? Because it's Harry Lavigetto, and a very famous name in Bay Area, right? Growing up in Oakland and then having a connection in Orinda and Walnut Creek. How did Cookie come about?
Well, when he... One of the important hits in his career was in a charity game where they were playing a local, semi-pro Berkovich sponsored team was playing against traveling pro team, and he got a double off of in that game, and the Oakland Oaks signed him be back like in 1930. And later on, they sold his contract to the Pittsburgh Pirates, which was the first professional major league team he played for. And the owner of the team, his name, I don't know how he got that name, but he was called Cookie Vincenzi. And so when he went to the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Pittsburgh media, was talking to Mr. Vincenzi, and he said, oh, I was real, being an Italian-American and one thing and another, selling Harry's contract was like selling my son's contract. So when he ended up at Pittsburgh, they called him Cookie's Boy, and then it just became Cookie.
Ah, very good. All right. Ernie Lavigetto is with us. The book is Electric October and talks about the great Cookie Lavigetto has such a Bay Area connection, and of course getting that big hit off of Bill Bevins to win the game in the World Series. Bevins had the no-hitter going. Murph, as you listen to Ernie talking about Cookie, Cookie was a guy, he was a coach with the Giants, Wes Westrum, of course, was a coach with the Giants as well. Now, Cookie was with the Mets, and he was from the Bay Area. Wes Westrum was from New York, so they swapped Westrum and Cookie came here to be a coach.
I know, yeah. He was very well liked by all the ballplayers. Willie loved him because the way he talked to everybody, and they really thought he was a great guy.
Well, what was one of Cookie's favorite expressions?
He used to call everybody, hey, kid, could you do this? Hey, kid. So, good guy. Real nice guy.
And what was Wes Westrum?
His big thing was, hey, you're a good kid.
You're a good kid. Remember that, Ernie?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I met you, since I seen you. So.
Now, Ernie.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Murph, you must have met Ernie. Yeah, just a kid.
Oh, yes, he did. He was just a young boy. I think he worked there during the winter with his mom, right? At the pharmaceutical.
Well, yeah, my mom had a business in San Francisco, and I used to work there. Then during the summer, when I turned 15, I worked at the Candlestick as a vendor.
Very good.
Selling popcorn selling, you know, Cokes and peanuts.
Well, Cookie Lavaggetto is a great part of Italian-American baseball history in the Bay Area. And, of course, you've seen the book Electric October, Kevin Cook, and it talks about Cookie. But there was so much more to him than just the one hit, but that's what he's remembered for.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was a four-time All-Star. You know, 38, 39, and 40. Of course, in 39, 40, and 41. Of course, 42, he was in the Navy. I mean, he when the war broke out, he was one of the first of the major leaguers to enlist in the armed forces. And then, of course, 4 years later, when he said, you know, I was 4 years older, man, you know, in baseball terms, I was an old man.
But he never had another major league at bat after the big hit.
He did have two more at bats. Yeah. He had another pinch hit at bat that he struck out. And then in the sixth game of the World Series, he had another pinch hit at bat that where it was man on third. And he hit a long fly ball and got the RBI, tied up the game, and the Dodgers went on to win the game.
Boy,
so he did have a couple more at-bats, but that was the last hit.
That was it. Now, did you hang out at the clubhouse at all when Murph was there back in the early 60s when Cookie was a coach with the Giants?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I used to go over to him because I was working there, right, as a vendor. So I used to go over and drive over with him every day that the Giants were home and hang out in the clubhouse with Willie Mays and McCovey and those guys. Man, I got to tell you, McCovey was a really just really wonderful guy to hang around with. Willie McCovey.
Yeah, he was the best. And now, did your dad did he chew tobacco? Was he a tobacco chew?
No, but he was a smoker.
Okay,
he did smoke. And, that's one of the reasons why when he was with the Mets back in, I think it was 61, he went in for physical and they found spots on his lung. And they thought, geez, maybe he had lung cancer. And then they went in to operate on him and, you know, they were thinking maybe having to remove a lung. And they found it was just tar from smoking.
Wow.
So that cured him. He stopped.
Wow.
He also got together with Wes Westrum because Wes Westrum lived on Long Island, and my dad's home is out here in Orinda, and they decided they went to their managements and got a trade of coaches so everyone could stay at home for a few years.
Hey, Murph, what about Wes Westrum? What kind of guy was he?
Well, I was all right. He was a real nice manager and a coach for us. We used to call him Nappy because he'd always be, slow whatever he did. But yeah, but he was pretty good.
Yeah, he had a couple of expressions too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not me.
not me. Very good. And he managed. Wes came back to manage in 75.
Right.
Yes. I remember that. And then Murphy, well, you didn't know him in New York, but he was a good hitter as a catcher, too.
Oh, yes, he was.
He was very good.
Very good.
Well, Ernie, it's a pleasure having you on. And Murph, it's special. The Murph, to have him on the show is tremendous with the long history he has with the Giants. But I'm glad to have you on. When you get back home, home to the Bay Area, I know you're enjoying Hawaii. I'd love to get together with you and record some of your recollections of your dad. And I know we had you on the show 15 years ago, and I'm glad that the book is a success and that Cookie's memory could be brought back to the Bay Area.
Well, thanks. Thanks. I appreciate that, Marty. I look forward to seeing you again.
Very good. All right. That's okay, Ernie Levigetto and Mike Murphy. Right. Wow. Special morning here in the bunker. More coming up. KMBR 6A. Thanks, Murphy.
Okay, bye.
The sports leader.
Bye.